Radiotopia.
From PRX.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I'm Joe Richman. There's a saying that sound is like touch from a distance. It's lovely as a metaphor, but of course it's also literally true. We can feel the touch of sound waves and vibrations in our ears, in our bones, on our skin. Bernard Greenhouse was a famous cellist, one of the founding members of the acclaimed Beaux-Arts Trio. You already met Bernard Greenhouse if you listened to the last episode of our podcast, A Guitar, a Cello, and the Day That Changed Music. Greenhouse died in 2011 at the age of 95. Not long before his death, I interviewed him, and one thing he said has always stuck with me. It was a lesson about touch from a distance.
I can't tell you why that is different from that. But you hear a difference, don't you? Listen again. The opening, it can be played. That's one way of playing it, but here. If you feel it on your skin, you know that they're going to feel it the same way.
Feeling the sound in your skin. I think that's a pretty good metaphor for what we at Radio Diaries and all the other shows at Radiotopia try to do. Whether it's Roman Mars investigating the invisible design of the world, or Helen Zaltzman showing us the hidden secrets of language, the podcasts on Radiotopia help you hear and feel the world differently. We are a proud member of Radiotopia for many reasons. Because it's a collective of the best podcasts on the planet, because the shows are so sound-rich and highly produced, because Radiotopia podcasts care about innovation and experimentation and pushing the edges, and because some are just weird, some are funny, and all of them are made with love. You know this. It's why you listen. So the reason I'm telling you this today is to make a pitch. If you like what we do, if you like any or all of the Radiotopia shows, support the network that helps you hear the world differently. Donate today at radiotopia.fm. That's radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia is more than just a collective of shows. It's you, our listeners and our supporters, who make us what we are. So thanks for supporting us, and thanks for listening.